talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right. Hey, man. Another week of Comics Talk Comedy. Jesse, how you doing?
Good, buddy. It's nice to see you.
Yeah, you had a big week in comedy, huh?
Are you going, headphone free?
I'm going to go headphone free for right now.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so.
All right, so we can whisper weird things.
Yeah.
You won't hear it.
I still hear you. Yeah, but you have big CD recording.
Yeah, or just album recording, because people are making fun of that. Like, oh, way to get into the new technology. You're going to do an 8-track cassette? Next.
Oh.
So I guess people frown on calling it a CD. So it's, you know, comedy
what are you
album.
You're going to put it on the iTunes or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I figure that's a good thing to do, right?
Okay.
iTunes, and then maybe I'll make some physical ones to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Dave was telling me I could make like a QRC code. That might not even be a thing.
I don't know if that's a word.
But some kind of code that you would sell. He said there was some comic he saw that was selling merch. It was an album, but you like bought the download code on a card, and it was much easier. But I don't think that's very impressive to be like, buy this card with
a
code on it.
Well, it's tough. Like, I have the CD, but it's, I mean, most of the time you're doing, like, 8-minute sets.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be like, all right, there's 13 people after me, but if you stick around, you can buy my 45-minute album.
If you like that, well, you can hear me in long form.
Yeah.
But it was a really cool experience, though. You know, we had a good turnout. It was about 75 people there
that's
at the
good
palace.
For a Thursday.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly, they didn't tell me exactly, but I did somewhere between 40 and 45 minutes,
mm-hmm.
which was a long time for me, but I did all my stuff, basically.
All the classics.
All the crap, and some new stuff. I had some new jokes in the middle there.
That's good.
So I did some new things, and then mostly just, I didn't do any crowd work or ad-libbing, really, just to get all the material out.
Yeah. You did some shows at the Palace last week, right? And you said that was a lot of riffing.
Yeah, that was a lot more crowd work and riffing. So that was really fun. But this was great, you know. This was a lot of fun. I was glad. I didn't screw anything up, really. So
that's good.
That was good. And he filmed it. Raul filmed it for me. So shout out to Raul Zambrano.
Zambrano.
And that was really fun. And that's how kind of comedy is. It's like one day I did a gig with Dustin in Idlewild at a restaurant for like 5 people and ate shit for 20 minutes.
Paid gig?
Yeah, but, you know.
Didn't feel as good, because you didn't get paid to do the palace, right?
Yeah, Tony did. He kicked down some money for that,
because
we brought so many people, so he was very cool about that.
That's nice.
But I didn't expect that
to happen.
Did
he find the checkbook?
It took a while. It was it was under the hummus recipe.
Oh, nice.
There's a huge encyclopedia, Hummus Tanica.
That's good. It's important.
But, yeah, Tony was super cool about that, and so it was a fun experience. I was glad that it went well. I was just
happy
glad to not screw it up. Thanks, man.
Told you I wanted to be there, but Thursday nights I have my...
I know you have knitting.
I have my knitting meetup, so I couldn't...
Yeah, not being around you that
day. Yeah, that's right. He had that penciled in. Don't go to that.
Yeah.
So. No, I didn't think so.
I've been taking really a back seat, but I did do the Madhouse on Monday. Raul put me on his comedy cluster.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And,
so you were on the
first time
marquee.
On the marquee. Yeah. You were on the marquee at the palace, but so that was cool. I have a shitty phone, so I had Hassan take a picture of it and send
that's
it to
awesome.
Me. I sent it to the old mom, and she was happy.
It's a nice feeling.
Yeah, it was
I
cool.
remember when I went up to see Joey Diaz, and his name was on the marquee, and I said, "Hey, that's so cool, right?" And he goes, "Yeah. How am I going to buy groceries with that?" It was like, when I'm going to buy groceries, I go, "Hey, my name is on the marquee at this mall." I was like, oh, man.
Well, yeah, but it probably was the 1,000th time he's been.
Yeah, I know.
It's always cool.
It was me, like, on the outside going, look how cool it is. And he's like, yeah, that's not.
Like, I remember the first poster you made for me at Winston's. Like, I printed, like, 50 copies of it and passed it to everyone I knew. So it's like,
that's
it's all
awesome.
Those like, the first time my name was ever on a show was with John Ciccone, and he butchered my name so bad. But I'm like, yeah.
Oh, that is one screw up I had. I butchered a name at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
After I did the whole set, everything was fine. I didn't screw up anything. Then I said, thanks to everybody that was on the show, you know, like Bijan Mostafavi and Lauren Bacall.
Do you have an accent for your own voice? Is that what just happened?
I don't know.
You put something on there. That is
was it?
You know, you could have just spoken into the
microphone. Maybe that's why I screwed that up. But,
maybe.
Yeah, her name is Leanne Bacall.
Yeah.
And I called her Lauren Bacall, which is like an actress from the 40s or something.
Yeah, they said.
So that was pretty dumb.
Yeah, and then I didn't do the store Wednesday, Thursday. I didn't perform last night at Winston's. Had a little bit of a health scare yesterday.
Yeah, you were looking peaked.
Yeah.
Probably getting a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. I thought I was having one.
Jesus.
Yeah, like I was on the bike, and I had two rock stars. And I don't normally drink them. And I
you were exercising and using energy drinks?
Well, I had the energy
abusing.
Drinks at work.
Abusing.
Yeah.
Abusing.
So I was on the bike, and I could see, like, my, like, little dots on my arms, like red dots. And all of a sudden, like, my arms are, like, pulsating, and then all of a sudden my nose starts bleeding.
All good signs.
Yeah.
Those are all healthy signs.
Yeah, so I was panicking, and I was still trying to fight it out, still working out.
Are those all side effects, you think, of energy drink? Does it say, was there a warning label that says you'll see, you'll...
Well, it's I already have kind of high blood pressure.
Oh, you do?
So those aren't good for it.
You remember Billy's joke about how in 10 years we're all going to be like, if you drank Monster energy drink between the...
Yeah. Well, they're clearly not good for you.
Right.
You know? Said
it looks like something that would turn a regular turtle into a ninja turtle.
Yeah.
You became a ninja turtle last night.
Is that what happened?
Close to
yeah.
Death.
So
counterintuitively.
Leonardo DiBillado over here.
The bleeding.
You stopped the bleeding. That's good.
And then
good.
Still went out and finished my workout, though.
You did?
Yeah.
You were on the elliptical? You just bleed? People are watching you bleed while you're...
No, I went to the bathroom. And
I thought you were actually on a bicycle, so I was like, oh, all right, you stopped and you dealt with it. You were in a gym and people were watching you slowly die.
Yeah. I wasn't going to... I needed the workout.
They're like, this guy's really pushing himself.
Yeah. Just
bleeding from the face while you're working.
I didn't do the sauna, though, so that was...
You didn't do the sauna?
Yeah.
You didn't... Nobody wants to go into a sauna and see you in there bleeding.
You just use blood everywhere.
Luckily it stopped, but well, no one even said, hey, are you okay?
No?
Not one person. I was like, God, these people
they
are
terrible. They can tell you aren't.
Yeah.
Why? Oh,
so
my
then,
God.
So took a cold shower.
Mm-hmm.
And,
why cold? Is that better for a nosebleed?
Well, I figured that would get my blood down. Or
okay.
Whatever. So... It got better throughout the night.
Did you get an erection when your nose bleeds?
He's trying to keep his blood down.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Trying to wash the blood down the drain with cold water.
I thought I was having a heart attack because I was like pulsating up the arm. And
really?
Yeah.
I've been there.
So.
Well, happens
the worst part about me is that whenever I have a health scare, I'm more worried that I'm going to go to the hospital and I'm going to lose a shit ton of money than me actually being ill.
Hmm.
So
you're more worried about the money than your own health.
Yes. So I got to get health insurance.
You don't have health insurance.
I haven't seen a doctor in 8 years, so.
Hmm.
So probably dead.
If you don't make enough money, they give you pretty much free health insurance, right?
Right, but I just didn't follow up with it.
Oh?
Because I enrolled in the Medi-Cal,
yeah.
But I just didn't do the last step. I didn't pick a plan.
Okay.
I'm very tough to commit on something.
You got
to
do it. Obama did that for you.
Yeah, I got to wait till November 14th.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to do it.
All right.
It's going to take a while, though, because everyone's going to be trying to do it.
So. Yeah.
Anyways, without further ado,
right.
You know, let's bring in our guest.
Nothing follows nosebleeds and almost dying better.
Yes.
For a comedy podcast.
Speaking of nosebleeds and dying slowly, let's bring in our guest, Jamie Gamblin, everybody.
Hey.
Wow. I'd like to clarify I'm dying very quickly. Now I'm clapping for myself.
That's good.
Nice. Do you want to take a cold shower before we continue?
I
or
do,
you
yes.
Okay?
I'm very hard right now.
That's good.
That's good.
It's important. We require that to be on the show.
You ever seen anyone dying at the gym before, Jamie?
I don't really gym that
you
way.
You don't really gym that way.
No.
Okay, I've never seen
it. So how was your week in comedy?
It was fine. I recently went off some medication, so it's been a weird...
What were the meds for?
Anxiety.
Okay.
Anxiety and depression.
And were they working? Did you like
them? Do you have any left?
Yeah.
They're not fun things. It's a slow build-up type, so now it's a slow...
Like Xanax or something?
Xanax is very, like, you take it and you feel calm. The stuff
really?
I was on has to build up in your system, and then you...
And how come they take you off of it? Because you're good to go?
No, I took myself off of it. I started going crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
So the meds were for depression.
Well, the meds were prescribed for anxiety, but they're an SSRI, so it's also for depression.
Okay.
It's, brain chemicals.
Okay. But you were having adverse effects.
Oh, yeah.
So it was worse than the actual...
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah, so I just took myself off of them. Kaiser is terrible. I wasn't about to wait around for an appointment. So I was just like, meh.
Do you feel any better now?
I do. I feel more like my crazy weird self.
Okay.
Where I like, it's weird. When I feel like I'm a little bit...
You can curse. You can
bat shit. When I feel bat shit, I feel okay. That's
what you
fine.
Do, though,
that's
he fine. Has to put those headphones back on and cover his ears.
Well, I just want him, you got to make sure you stay close to the mic.
Right.
Okay.
And if you curse
you
too many...
You can move it, too. If
you'll know...
Move it closer to you.
The way you know if you've cursed too many times around him is his nose just starts pouring blood. As soon as he starts bleeding, then he'll hit the button and we'll bleep you.
We'll
but
out.
Otherwise, just talk until he bleeds.
Okay.
So how was the first few nights when you were off?
I mean, I immediately started feeling better. Well, I took a couple of days where I took half pills because you're supposed to phase off of it, probably for longer than I did, but I felt so bad. I was just like, I'll deal with it.
Right.
Which, yeah. When I decide on something, I get very angry about getting through with it. Like, I'm going to do this right now.
So you're a bad breaker-upper, I would imagine.
Oh, no, that's a sad, slow phasing. Oh, no, that's terrific. Don't let me think of
that. Again, you go to half dose on the... we'll go out for breakfast today. That's
I guess they know.
They do?
They know what's coming, yeah.
How do they know?
Because I phase off of them.
Yeah.
I can tell.
You stop communicating with them altogether?
Oh, I'm a worse person. Anyway, so comedy, my weekend comedy.
Yeah, comedy.
Besides Winston's, where, well, Winston's, you know that even if you tell your favorite joke, it tempers your attitude towards comedy, where if you tell your favorite joke and it doesn't get a good response, you're like, I like that joke, I'll keep doing it.
Right.
It's sort of a...
You have to build self-confidence in a way to combat that feeling.
Yeah, so there was that. Other than that, what else did I do? I've sort of been hermiting lately, so there hasn't been much comedy.
Hermiting?
Hermiting,
okay.
Yeah.
Old hermiting named Dave? Did you
just stroke your beard at night?
You just
I've been cuddling
badly
with old hermit Dave. We're going to have to phase
long
off of our relationship soon.
So you're just half stroking his beard now? Just halfway?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. So, do you do the ACC? Are you do you ever do the ACC open mic on Tuesdays?
Yes. Oh, this week I went to the competition over at Madhouse. That's why I'm not.
Were you in it?
No. I went to go see John Stenning, who did.
That must be affecting the Tuesday open mic at ACC, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're gonna talk more about.
There's only.
Well, because the Madhouse. I mean, that's the spot on Tuesdays now for the contest, right?
Right. But
you think people are still? I guess they do both.
You could do both, right? Or I guess people
barely
support each other.
Yeah.
People
thing
support
well
each
if you
other
do the ACC open mic.
When did
thing
that start?
All right, we gotta go right here.
Ah, crap.
All right, we'll be more. We'll be back. Yeah,
we'll be right back.
Jimmy Gamble coming back. Comment. Right. Comment. Demonstrator.com. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Bye.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back.
Yes.
Comics Talk Depression today. It's a little bit different.
That's what we were talking in the break, too. I forget where we were in the regular podcast because we were talking so much in the break.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Jamie's week in comedy and our week in comedy.
And we were talking about ACC and the Madhouse and how they affect each other.
Yeah.
And how the contest has been, because there's a lot more people this year in the contest.
There are, and it seemed when I first started, about a month before me, there was a big crop of people, so now we've all had our chance to, I mean, some have gone better than others. I think I'm somewhere maybe in the middle, but there are some real heavy hitters now who were, and some of those nights look terrifying to me.
Yeah, and the first round goes until like February or something.
Yeah,
it's like 150 comics this time.
Yeah, so. I saw some of the rounds are really stacked. I mean, they had. I know Dave Wright's around. He has really tough competition on that in that round.
Yeah.
It's like later down the road, but
right.
So that's tough because you don't know who the bringers are. since there's so many new people.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what you do about that.
Yeah,
you're in it.
I decided to sign up.
You're in it. Okay.
I'm not until March of 2018 is my date.
That's, your first round date.
Yeah, that's a little ways down the road.
Okay.
So.
Wow, that's a little weird.
Yeah, like I said, I normally just do crowd work until the finals, so it's,
right.
I don't care until the finals. So.
Well, it's gonna be a rough. I mean, there are some really good people in this.
Yeah, but all you need to get is to the finals to make any of the money. There's no way I'll ever win a contest.
Is what?
So I've come to the realization.
There's no way you'll ever win a contest. Why would you say that?
No, I'm just not. I don't have enough friends,
that
and I'm not.
That is not the truth. The truth is anything is possible.
There's no way
of knowing what can happen.
I'm never going to make it to the NBA.
What a beautiful dichotomy in this podcast. Like anything is possible. It's not going to happen. Why don't you think it happens? Never.
And I'm not even on meds.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, yeah, the NBA, that's different. I mean, you're not 7 feet tall. And you haven't played basketball your whole life, but you've done comedy your whole life. You could.
I've played basketball longer than I've been doing comedy.
You played basketball poorly for far longer.
Whoa!
Have you considered the Globetrotters as some kind of comedy basketball career?
You need the real thing.
You need the real deal.
I just remember, this is a drifting off, but I remember being a kid playing football in my yard, thinking, I wonder if Bill Walsh will see me playing, and then they'll pick me up to play for the 49ers. Like, I was a weird kid.
You know, wait, by the way, though, you have won contests before, so that's bullshit anyway. No, you've won. Yes, you have. You've won some contests. Done there like a kumite or one of those things.
Oh, God.
Yeah, what
kumite?
I don't know how
kumite.
I don't know these kumite words. You won that kumite. Right?
I went one time and did Hugo's material and just roasted Hugo.
Wow.
And that's why I won.
So you're saying that Hugo won a contest?
Basically.
Hmm.
So anyway.
Okay.
So, Jamie, how long have you been doing comedy now?
Since kumite.
I have a pretty sweet poster on Kumite.
Yeah, you guys both won. Both winners.
We're basically the same person in comedy.
That was like
you know?
A round, right. though. I wasn't a grand champion.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is. So
it doesn't matter.
But you won money, right?
No. Oh, bar tab.
Okay.
And I was the first one. He said I was the first one that used up the bar tab.
Shocking.
Yeah.
And then Jamie was next. Did you won the whole thing? You were the grand champion?
No. Same as...
What is the grand champion?
There are, like, I think 2 months worth of... Or no, 6 general competitions, and then everybody who placed it all 1 through 3 for those nights then competes in a grand championship.
To be fair, I didn't go to the grand championship.
You didn't go?
No.
So, okay. Well, it looks very violent. It's all those posters that you guys are, people are bleeding and chopping heads off.
Yeah,
stuff.
I went there one time.
So
what are these you guys?
Oh, you kumite guys.
You guys.
Oh, you kumites.
You kumites.
You kumites with your violent posters.
I'm team shooters, bro.
Team shooters all the way. Another violent name.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Oh, yeah. It's been since Labor Day of last year, so it's been...
Oh, you're new. You're very new. You're fresh. You have that new comic smell.
Maybe, no, don't worry. I've already started hating everyone.
Oh,
I'm there already.
You started hating everyone before you started comedy, probably.
Well, no, I started hating comics. Then
like,
I found my people, and now they're all terrible. Except now, then you just slowly realize you're the terrible person.
You are not the terrible person. Why do you think that there are so few females in our scene?
We're doing it? We're getting into this?
I would like to know why you think that... You know, I have my own theories about it, but...
Well, growing up, if you have to be weird to get funny. There's something off with you where you feel like you need to entertain people for them to like you.
Mm.
I think girls have a... they are just supposed to be pretty and smart. Like, that's the route that you go, and if you deviate from that, then you get sad.
That's a like societal kind of guiding principle there.
So, and then if you're funny, then... I don't know, you're supposed to use that for other endeavors. You're not supposed to just be funny.
Okay.
You don't, like, you're like, oh, people like me, and then you can dive off into other things that are interesting or exciting for you, where you feel like, well, or, I don't know. I think with men, if you're funny, like, this is what I've got, I'm going to do this. But
I feel like men are more unrealistic, that they think
too.
They're funny when they're not.
Yeah, women get shut down a lot more when they try and be funny.
Is that the fact? I mean, do you get that a lot?
I feel that a lot. I'm also crazy sensitive, and I know that I'm unreasonable on it sometimes, but I definitely feel like even with a hang, you know,
really?
Where I won't throw stuff out because I'm just like, meh, nobody's going to listen anyway.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like even in the hang after hours? Really? That's a shitty feeling.
Yeah.
Were you a fan of comedy growing up?
Not really. I mean, I loved SNL and everything, but I'm really not that big of a comedy buff, except for the couple of people that I love, you know, and it makes me really happy, but I
don't...
Who
are your favorite, you know?
Maria Bamford, Above and Beyond, Rory Scovel.
I saw him at the DC Improv.
He is delightful.
He was fantastic.
James Adomian, I saw him. I didn't know who he was. I think I saw him at, Madhouse?
How do you say it? James?
James Adomian.
Okay. I'll have to check that out. Never seen him.
It's all vaguely alt comedy. Just weird.
Okay.
If something.
What does that mean, really? Alt comedy.
It means you don't know where the punchline is going. A lot of comics, I get bored, and this sounds pretentious as all hell, but like I know that it's
you
like,
it's
oh,
going?
You're gonna turn it. Now you're gonna misdirect, and it just I get bored.
So it's formulaic, whereas alt comedy doesn't necessarily follow
it's,
a predictable
it's
formula.
Voices that, and it's also just you're watching someone perform, like. I can't do voices, which kind of bums me out, but watching Maria Bamford just launch into several different voices in one, it's fascinating. It's fun to watch. Even if it wasn't funny, I would probably end up with some goofy-ass grin on my face because it's just neat seeing somebody do something. So
it's kind of magical.
Yeah, it is.
I think so, too. That's cool.
Yeah. Were you, like, a funny friend with your peers like in high school?
Yeah, that was always my thing. RB High's funniest 08. What?
Rancho Bernardo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, I was suspiciously a member of the yearbook team.
Okay.
But I'm going to stick with it.
You stuffed the ballot?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cheated to be
no,
in the yearbooking. Watch out for her in the contest, by the way.
I know.
Very questionable that I was... I like how I'm like this. She shouldn't have. I'm questioning myself. I can get mad about it. Like, how? Why would you win?
Do you tend to get along better with guys than girls?
I haven't really noticed. It depends on the guy. I don't ever feel like women are mean for a joke. Not ever, but typically that's not something you come across.
You mean in regular
like
life?
Ball, well, I guess for busting vaginas.
Yeah, busting clits.
Busting clits. Girls aren't into that busting clit stuff.
Yeah.
Now, this is not on stage. This is off stage in between people.
Okay,
just in general? You're talking. Yeah, but you're saying that women don't bust each other's balls as much?
No.
But don't they just actually hate each other more?
Not that I've seen.
Okay.
More passive aggressive.
Is it?
Well, those I can't tolerate passive aggressive people anyway.
Yeah.
I've gotten pretty direct.
I guess people are more direct in comedy, or are they less? I think
they're less.
They're less.
Yeah. I think, well, because
you've
already...
They talk about you after the fact, not to your face kind of thing.
I think that there are a lot of, especially, I mean, and this is biased because there aren't that many women in comedy, I think there are a lot of man children in comedy, where it's, you know, like, 30s, they've had some modicum of success in comedy, mm-hmm. and then they've shut everybody out, and then they just get bitter and angry. And mean and won't accept new comics. Which
I could see that. I feel like I'm a man child except for all that negative stuff you said.
No, you have the spirit of a child.
The spirit of a little child running through
you
the forest.
You sound delightful.
But I don't know. I've gotten bitter before though, and jealous and all that stuff. I've tried to let it go now. You know, it doesn't help.
Yeah,
you.
I think everyone goes through those phases. You know, I think you have to be bitter if you want to succeed in this business.
Why? Why would that be? Why would bitterness
help
you?
Maybe not bitter, but just competitive.
Competitive? Okay, I can see competitive.
I mean, I'm never upset.
Ambitious?
You know, like Billy's beat me in the contest twice.
Uh-huh.
Immediately I text him, say congratulations, couldn't that happen to a better person or
that's
something.
That's nice.
Something like that. Like, I'm never... But, I mean, I do hate seeing some stuff in comedy that's like the business side of it is what I
oh,
hate.
I thought you meant like Mark Schreiber's act or something.
No.
I wasn't sure.
But, you know, you see these people getting laughs or getting these things, and you're like, well, what is they're doing? I guess I just don't, I haven't figured out the business side of comedy.
Yeah, I haven't either. But, yeah. I mean, some of it is just laziness on our part. Like, what we're supposed to do is submit to all these places, and we're supposed to bug the shit out of people and get videos and headshots and websites and all this other dog shit, and we're not doing that. Or, you know, so it's not their fault that they're succeeding. They're doing all the stuff that we're too lazy
to do.
Well,
it's just a lot of luck to it as well.
Luck, but I think hard work is more important than luck. I mean, because, like you said, you see a lot of people that... They just do that business side so much that they get ahead.
Right.
And I think you make your own luck, you know what I mean?
Well, for example, I just read Jay Leno's book, and he said when he was starting comedy, he would go to bars, and he would put $50 on the bar and tell the manager, if I don't get any laughs, you can keep the $50. And he said, like, he would just go to the shittiest places, and, like, one guy told him to come back with some bad clothes, to which he didn't. And he wore his best suit, and he showed up at the show, and people, like, the part of the show is just to throw stuff at the comic.
No way.
So he had this nice suit that just got ruined.
Oh, my God.
And, but he said after, like, 3 years, no one had ever taken his $50.
Wow.
But he would drive from Boston to New York to do an open mic. So that's obviously hard work that,
yeah,
you know, you don't really see that much anymore.
None of that was luck.
Yeah, so... But, you know, he's not everyone's cup of tea either. It's
plus,
comedy.
We don't have $50
to put on the bar. It's just a different game.
You can keep this coupon if I don't get any rest.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, the third segment.
Yes.
It's been an interesting conversation.
I'm really
so
enjoying
far.
This.
So you weren't a fan of comedy growing up. You just broke the microphone.
They didn't know before you told them.
That's how little a fan of comedy she is. She breaks microphones.
Yeah. I am done with this
Wade heard that.
Oh,
Wade,
here comes
Wade.
Wade's
going to throw
hold
you
on.
Out. See what happens,
Wade,
here.
Oh. Wait, I fixed
Wade's
it.
Making
hey,
an adjustment.
There we go.
Wade wanted to know.
I am marginally competent.
Which mic did you break?
She showed up, but she broke the mic.
Nice.
She was here. So what got you on stage then?
And it was only a year and a half ago, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where was it, the first show?
Well, the story moves origins to the Whistle Stop Bar in South Park.
Okay.
Where a friend of mine, Laura McCaffrey, was being chatted up by a particular comic, whom she then pushed off onto me and said, hey, she wants to do comedy, talk to her. And then Hugo Chu told me that he runs this mic over at Comedy Palace. So there you go, Hugo. You've been waiting for years for this. You are my everything.
So Hugo got you into comedy.
I don't want to say that.
Just a shout out.
Okay.
Let's not. No, I was going to do it. It just took me forever to get around to it.
Like, were you writing or anything?
No, that was the real... I mean, I do things that I know that I can do when I do them all right, to the bare minimum. Like, getting through college, like, I just did... Like, I did what I could to get by, and I graduated, like, a 3.2 or something.
Where did you go to school?
UC Berkeley.
Okay.
Ooh. I transferred there from Grossmont. So I was like, I got through Grossmont, and then Berkeley was easy. Like, not... I'd studied sociology. It could have been harder, for sure.
I did sociology, too.
It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. That's why I took it. And
it's depressing, though, after a while, right?
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's very depressing.
After a while, you're like, well, I guess I'm just going to be a comic.
Yep.
This is bad. You go in thinking, I'm going to change the world.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a revolutionary. And then you leave going, I guess I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I guess we're all just doomed to...
I guess capitalism's got us by the old butt.
As long as private property exists, man. So then I went up at the Comedy Palace a few weeks later.
So you weren't writing?
No, not at all.
How long did you say, hey, I'm going to do this before you actually got on stage?
Oh, it was kind of always the plan. I knew, I'd wanted to, do SNL since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then comedy was just so much more accessible because you don't have to pay for classes. You don't have to, like, you just go up, you do your own thing. It's very sort of solitary. Mm-hmm. You're not working with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my plan and sort of still is my plan. I want to get into improv, but now it's one of those things where, like, I'm slightly good at comedy. So doing improv will just tear me down.
Have you done any improv?
We were in an improv class together, Jesse.
I know we were in a class, but I mean...
No, not live on stage.
Okay.
No.
You were good at it.
Thanks.
You should try. I mean, hit up Dan Venti. Can he help us out? That was the thing. That was a good class, but we never really followed up to see if we could do actual improv.
I mean, ever since I found out about the Groundlings up in L.A., that's been the vague sort of... I was like, all right, graduated college, moved off to San Diego, do comedy stuff, eventually go to L.A.,
mm-hmm.
which I think is more or less most San Diego comics plan. Maybe not for improv, but, eventually they know that they'll have to move to the slums that is L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a timetable of when you want to go out there?
No, it's just whenever I feel ready and my... Because, I mean, finances and everything is...
Do you have a day job?
I do, yeah. I work at a debt collections agency as a legal clerk.
You collect debt all day.
I prepare default judgments for all of these poor people with Hispanic and Armenian names, or I'm like, you've been...
It's not really conducive to comedy, I would think. Do they know that you do comedy?
A couple of people do, yeah. Actually, in the interview, my manager, she was just laughing for about a minute. She couldn't interview me. She's like, I just love your extracurricular activities. Yeah, all right. And now I just sit there with headphones on all day and stare at a computer screen and
try not
to cry.
Oh, God.
What do you listen to?
A lot lately. It's
mostly
been
The Cure.
Yeah.
Depeche Mode.
Uh-huh. Joy Division.
Let's see here. Lately it's been a lot of female powerhouse singers, because I'm gonna move to New York and I'm gonna sing.
What's a good female powerhouse singer? I like that name.
Regina Spektor and Florence. I forget her last name, but Florence
Nightingale.
Florence Nightingale, a far lesser known aspect of her life. Great singer. Yeah. Really, those jazz standards.
You know who else was good? Lauren Bacall.
Lauren Bacall. She was very famous.
She was amazing.
She had a cane, but she was a good singer.
She was good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you gone up to LA to do any mics or anything?
No. The closest I've gotten is Thunder Goat, which is delightful up in Orange.
What is that?
Fun.
That was Aristotle Lathiris.
Eric Wargo, it's like a backyard set up, but it's cool. A decent amount of people show up.
Mm.
Big backyard. He has some taps and tacos set up.
What's taps?
They dance. They mostly dance.
We tap dance on a bar where there also happens to be beer, but that's unrelated.
Yeah.
But
it's beer taps, do you think?
Yes.
Thundergoat was, didn't we have a guest in here from Thundergoat? We had a guest via phone who was friends with Aristotle Athiris.
Fahim.
Fahim Anwar. Isn't that his thing?
No, they're Goatface.
That's Goatface.
Thundergoat is a show. Is like Something. A show. Okay. Goatface is a sketch group. I was wondering what you were saying about Aristotle.
Also, remember the Wu-Tang Clan Goatface Killer? They're good too.
That's a good comedy show.
I'm way off.
Also, goat cheese frittata.
Goat cheese. I did that show. That was great.
It's a fun show.
I love.
How come you haven't been up to LA to do some to see if you'd like it or at all?
Well. Really, I don't need to see if I like it because I know I'm going to do it anyway. So
okay.
It's not like I feel like I need to test the waters. It's like if you want to do this, you need to go up there.
Okay.
Or New York, but that seems like far less likely. But
have your parents seen you do comedy?
No. Well, it's just my dad now, and he hasn't. I sort of offered that he could. Well, he's seen me do a couple of sort of skits that I wrote. Like there was one that was a love letter to Netflix. And what was the other one? I forget for sure, but Whistle Stop. But no, he's never.
You got to get him to come to the contest at least.
I don't know. I don't think I want my dad to hear my jokes. I don't know how I feel about that. And he really just doesn't seem interested. So that's probably fine.
Is he a funny guy?
My whole family is sort of witty and off the cuff and likes to joke around. But I don't think he understands needing to be on stage. I don't think he understands being needy.
Okay. What does he do for work?
Well, he was an air traffic controller. He's retired now. Both my parents. Yeah.
How old are you?
24.
Very young.
So your parents had you late then?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Yeah, my dad is 65? 64, 65. He'll be 65 in November, I think.
You have siblings?
I have, an older brother and then a half brother.
How old is your older brother? Is he much older than you?
26.
26. Oh, he's young.
So they just started late having kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did.
You guys grew up here, out here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, San Diego. Yeah, both my parents. Doing the latchkey kid thing since I was like four.
What does that mean?
Four?
Parents are divorced?
Both parents work, but also parents were divorced super young. So it was, fun.
I remember we had another comic on that said they were a latchkey kid, and I remember you asking what that was before.
I still don't really get what it is.
Do you know where you are right now?
Yeah, I do.
Their last name was Latchkey.
Yeah. Great Irish comic.
You're a Latchkey kid.
Latchkey.
You're one of them Latchkey kids, aren't you?
Yeah.
Let yourself out.
That's cool. So what's your writing process?
Usually it's just things that I see every day that I find amusing. I mean, I think that's most common. It's just their internal monologue, and then you realize, like, you start to recognize, oh, this is funny. This could be a bit. When I love scrambling for a piece of paper while mumbling. This could be a bit,
mm-hmm.
And then you find it and you write it down, and then I'll go back to it. One of my favorite things to do, because I live in South Park, is go over to the South Park Abbey. They have this nice little outdoor patio. At like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. That's probably what I'll do today. That sounds lovely.
That does sound nice.
And just like get a beer, sit there, listen to the idiot's conversation next to you. Like last week, I wrote a joke about how like congratulations Mormons for making atheists terrified of. How I messed this joke.
Well, it's new.
Here's your it's about like boringly or mundanely dressed office workers. Because I couldn't figure out if these two guys were Mormons or if they were just like coming home from a business meeting. And Mormons automatically make me anxious. Like, oh God, don't talk to me.
Because they come up and bother you and harass you, Mormons.
Yeah, I don't like. I get really anxious about just people randomly talking to me like that. You know, like completely out of the blue.
Right.
Or because you get it in like bars and stuff. You get on the streets and.
Do you get catcalled a lot? There's this whole, a lot of stuff about catcalling. Is
yeah. At least once when I'm walking anywhere outside of South Park, because South Park is relatively. Hipster is all hell, so people know.
So do they have hipster catcalls? Is there something different?
Can I buy you a coffee?
Yeah, right. Can I say something more obscure to you?
No, I don't really get harassed in South. But there was, who was I out with? I think Nick Crosby or someone.
He was just catcalling you the whole time you were out?
The whole time, just meow, 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 meow.
Walking down the street with him while he catcalls you.
There was some guy who was like, oh, why is a lady like you hanging out with that? I'm like, what the hell are you, like, trying to, like, pick me up and, like,
Was it a black guy?
No, it was some like tiny, it was a stout white man just drunk off his ass, deciding to be like, why are you with that guy?
Wait, so it was Nick Crosby.
That's rude.
Did Nick and him fight? Did you get those
guys? And Nick is not stout.
No, but he's drunk.
We're all drunk. You apparently just don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's good.
Wow. So did he defend your honor? And
no. And no. If he did, I would have been pissed. Honestly, I'm not even sure it was him. I don't know what I was there with. No, it's just like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, yeah. Are you done? And he just walked away.
I'm amazed that guys have the confidence to catcall. I can't even, I don't have that confidence that it would take to be like, yeah, what's up, baby?
Nice. I can't even kitten text.
No, it's a power thing.
Write that down. That's funny. Write that down. Can't catcall. I can't even kitten text. Are you kidding me? I think you should write that one down.
Yeah.
You know, it's just because they don't expect anything out of it. No, well,
you don't think they expect for you to just stop and go, ooh.
No, it's just a power thing. Like, I can yell at you, and that's, you know, because you're out here for me to look at.
It's an extension of their frustration
at
women in general.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is. So you never turn around and go, hey, Mr. Rude Man, I like it.
No, one of my favorite things to do is...
Oh, whoa. We'll find out what they're going to do.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back. Final segment with Jamie Gamblin.
That's good. Talking about catcalling.
Yeah, we've
right
been
before
getting...
we went to the break, she was about to tell us her favorite thing.
Yeah, what is the favorite thing?
Wait, which favorite thing? That was minutes ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but one of your favorite things to catcallers.
Oh, all right. After a couple of drinks, if they catcall me, then I go and. Especially if it's just walking down the street, then I will address them about it. Be like, what, do you think I want to fucking hear that? Like, do you think this is fun for me? Why did you say that? I'm just trying to walk down the street, and I get in their face about it. And every time, they just get really uncomfortable. They did not see that coming.
They did not.
Like, it's not even in their mind that...
They don't think you're going to actually speak to them.
No, I think that's just sort of the power thing. Like, I can yell this at a woman, and they... it's just sort of like, just ignore it. They expect you to ignore it now. So when you don't ignore it, it's the most fun, just this panicked look on their face.
I saw that Becky Robinson, do you know Becky Robinson? She's in L.A. now, but she's doing a series of videos, or at least she did one, where she's some character, and she goes out and catcalls dudes. It's really funny. Yeah. She tells this guy, I want to wrap you in bacon. And he's like, I'm Jewish. She's like, I'll wrap you in a matzo ball. Shit. It's pretty funny. Yeah. I thought it was pretty clever.
You said the break, we're all doing the online dating. You do the online. Do you get any weird messages online?
I do. I'm trying to remember these stock messages that I get, but it's...
What was the one you said about the...
I want to slather you in green paint and spank you like a naughty avocado.
That is a weird one. I can't imagine that's a stock message.
He's probably health conscious.
Because of the avocado?
Avocado, yeah.
I don't know. Is that
healthy?
BBTP free paint? That I tried to
it's got lead in it. I want to paint you with
did
lead
you respond
paint.
To that?
No, not at all. No. I don't want to give them the gratification of getting anything back. Because I know that they're just doing it to be like, oh, this is going to be weird. It's going to get her attention. Uh-huh. No, you're dumb. You look like an idiot. Go away.
They're thinking you're going to write back, I love avocados. Let's do it. Let's get some guacamole.
They just want some sort of response.
And you got one that was food related. Well, you actually pretended to be a woman.
Yeah.
On, what was it, Plenty of Fish?
Plenty of Fish. I went on a date, first date with a girl. Yeah. And we were like, let's make this profile for dudes. So, yeah, we had a dude. I mean, we got a whole bunch of crazy messages. Mm-hmm. But one dude was like, I would eat McNuggets out of your butthole. We just responded, we're more of a Burger King girl.
That doesn't give it up that you guys are doing it as a group. We're more of a Burger King girl, both of us over here.
No, but I had dudes sending me emails, and I would be like, send me your dick.
Right.
So then I would send the dudes each other's emails. Yes. So then the dudes were sending each other their own dicks.
That's right.
Which was good. And then we had a dude that actually called us. And I answered the phone and said, I'm Cindy's wife. She's having a bad herpes outbreak right now. And he's like, well, can we wear a condom? Is that cool? And I was like, yeah, sure, if you still want to come. You know, I'm going to watch and eat pudding while you have sex with her. And he's like, all right, bro, I'll be there.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Guys are fucking disgusting.
Wow.
But, like, the girl I saw on Craigslist that said she wanted to be covered in Pepto-Bismol and then it fornicated with.
Fornicated with?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she said that.
She kept it clean after the Pepto-Bismol.
I wish to lay with you.
I wish to lay with you as a man and a wife.
No, but a lot of those things in Craigslist are just fake things.
Yeah.
You know, they're all people in, like, India that want you to send them another email and, like, do that.
So, huh.
Yeah. I typically take photos of the worst messages before I delete them, like
you
screenshots.
Do.
I'm trying to find
them
now.
I see Allison Gill does that, too.
Well, she does it on Tinder.
Oh, it's on Tinder?
Yeah, I think so.
I never have once gotten a message on Tinder. That's how bad I am.
Do you swipe? You get a swipe?
I swipe, I don't know, I swipe a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, there are the dudes who just swipe right on everything.
Yeah.
Which
that's how that's how they get messages?
Yeah. No,
what about Keek? You guys do Keek?
No, what's that?
K-I-K?
No.
I think that's just Kick.
Kick? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I just...
What happens on that? You just kick right or left? Or what?
No, I don't know. I guess it's a place... Because, like...
It's for abusive relationships.
Yeah, oh, nice.
It's pretty popular
you
in the South.
Kick left or punch right to decide which one you
no,
want.
No, but I guess it's kind of like Tinder. It's another app that I don't have any apps on my phone. So sometimes girls will be like, oh, you want to exchange pics? And I was like, well, here's my number. And then they'll be like, well, do you have Kick? And I was like, no, I don't have Kick.
So is that like a Snapchat thing then, maybe?
I think so.
I think it might be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you on Snapchat? Or do you don't have
No, I don't have any. I have a phone
right.
from the 50s.
You still won't upgrade that phone.
No, I'm not doing it.
It won't.
I'd like to be device free at times.
Right.
All right. Well, we got more with Jamie Gamblin. We got to get into the down and dirty.
Right.
Yeah. What is the best show you've ever done? Oh, first, what is the worst show you've done?
We're going to go negative first. Worst show ever done didn't involve. Walking through South Park with Nick Crosby.
Or green paint.
There was a certain show that I was put on at a place in Ocean Beach.
Mm.
While the proprietor of the show was out of town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And,
that sounds good so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was with a few of the comics.
Where was this show?
A couple months ago.
What is it, Stewie in studio?
Hmm?
Was that the worst show you've ever done? In a year and a half of comedy was at our fine establishment?
I mean... Worst shows. Typically, if I'm booked on a show, then I just do my routine stuff and it does go well. Then mm-hmm. I have the wherewithal to be like, it's worked in the past. So I can't,
right.
I mean, thinking of a worst.
Winston's was more demoralizing than most.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the one.
Yeah.
Those
Why was
people
that?
Really, really brought me down.
Was the window open? Did you get to talk to any homeless people on the outside?
Oh,
we pride ourselves on the most homeless window. Patrons.
I shut down some homeless people yesterday. I was not in a good
mood. They heckle you from the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you know it's a good
hey,
show.
Hey, pretty lady. Hey, homeless dude, go home. Oh, wait, you can't.
You get catcalls during your set. People walk by on the sidewalk and catcall you while you're at Winston's.
Nice tits.
At Ocean Beach Comedy. We had the woman from San Francisco that performed last night.
Yeah.
What was her name again? Well, it doesn't matter, but she had posted
Emily Van Dyke.
Okay, very nice. The point was she had posted a thing about, thanks Jeff and Jesse for the time. It was a lot of fun, except for the creepy old leprechaun stroking his beard and staring at me through the whole show.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously James Schrader, right?
I had to post on there, this post is exactly like Winston's Yelp reviews.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks to old hermit Dave, who's like, I don't mind old or leprechaun, but I take issue with creepy. She's like, okay, I took creepy out, and I just posted, yeah, I sure wish Dave would also do the same, because he'd take creepy out.
Yeah. Not going to happen.
He was wasted.
Yeah. So what's the best show you've done?
The best show, I think, one of the first shows that I was ever on over at the Comedy Store, and it was just, this was all the people that I had sort of come up with, you know, like me or before, I think Schrader was on that show. Maybe Hicks, a couple, like, this was when, there was a period of time where we were all in this little neat community,
mm-hmm.
and there was sunshine and rainbows.
We're not still in that community?
Hell no.
What's happened? What's happened to the community?
It's probably, I don't know, it's devolved sort of into cliques and bullshit, and people have been in comedy now long enough where they're getting bitter, myself included. So
yeah.
Just sort of kind of divisive.
Do you feel like you're part of a clique now?
No. I don't know. Well, I feel a little comedy lonely sometimes. I think partially, I don't feel like I really riff with anybody anymore, so kind of just stick to myself, and the hermiting doesn't help, and the being mad all the time.
It could be easier if there was more women?
I hate to say it. I think maybe, or at least because then the female comics would have some sort of the slight, even if I'm just imagining them, I could be crazy, I don't know, but where they won't immediately go to a group and be accepted, and then...
Maybe female comics feel they need to be so tall to do Winston's. That's why it's just you and Michelle Wolf.
I am fascinated by the few female comics that there are in San Diego, like that we're all weirder than your average.
You think so?
Because there are normal seeming male comics. We're like they're just a funny dude.
Hmm.
But no, if you're funny as a lady and you decide to do comedy, there's something.
You think Veronica Burgess is weird? She seems fairly
normal. No, not really.
Normal.
That's fair.
But she's more improv.
Yeah, she does improv, yeah.
Oh, but she does stand-up.
She does stand-up, but I think improv is a happier...
Barbara Thomason?
It is.
Barbara Thomason, is she weird?
Barbara Thomason's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's delightful.
She's hilarious.
Weird. Yeah.
Well, we're coming to the end.
Okay.
I hope you enjoyed doing it and you got something out of it.
Yeah. I was maybe insulted or complimented Barbara Thomason. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think she'll take it well.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine. All right, well, that's it. Do you have any final... Are you on Twitter?
What shows you got?
Oh, dear. I'll be in the competition in, like, 2 months. the music's getting louder.
Yeah, it gets louder.
Here we go.